Welcome to the James River Church podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Well, tonight God wants to do something great in everybody's life in this room. And we've been through 21 days of prayer, and we went through the Welcome to the Future campaign, and both of those involve, in some sense, for most of us, a degree of waiting. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, maybe you've come here tonight, you're saying, you know, I fast and I pray for the 21 days, but I haven't gotten my answer yet. And you're beginning to wonder if you're gonna get that answer. And so you're at a place right now where you're waiting. Some of you planted seed in the Welcome to the Future campaign, and you're waiting. I know that as Debbie and I wrote our check, I turned to her, and a circumstance, I said, this check is tied to that. I know it. And she agreed. And we're waiting. You know, there's that season when between the time we ask God and the time we see God work. And we don't really like to wait because honestly, we're used to prime delivery and we're used to faster internet year by year. And we're used to all kinds of things that happen very, very quickly. But God's not like that. God has us wait. And sometimes we have the idea, well, you know what? If I'm waiting, we feel like maybe something's wrong. And it's not bad to make an inventory, but honestly, if you're walking with the Lord, rather than assuming something's wrong, rest in the fact that everything's okay. Rest in the fact that God is at work, that while you're waiting, God is working. You maybe can't see it. You maybe don't sense it. You might not feel like it. It might not make sense to you. You might think he's late, but God's always right on time. And while you and I are waiting, God's working. You fasted, you prayed, God's at work. You gave, God's at work. You've been asking God to help you, he's at work. He's gonna come through. You're just simply waiting. So let me give you some things God's doing as we're waiting, just quickly, and then we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Number one, while we're waiting, God is delivering us. In Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 22, wait for the Lord and he will deliver you. So you're waiting on God. You say, I need God to come through. I need God to deliver me. I need God to fix this situation, whatever it is. Well, then what do? You wait on God. It doesn't say ask him and immediately you'll be delivered. It's great when that happens, and that does happen sometimes. And then other times, you're waiting on the Lord, but still Scripture says he will deliver you. In Psalm chapter 40, it says this, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth. He took him out of the mire and he put him into the choir. He was waiting, but notice he waited patiently. Because when you read it, it could sound like it happened instantly, but no, you wait patiently, and ultimately, you're going to see God lift you out of the pit, clean you up, put a song of praise in your mouth, a hymn to God of blessing him, and the result is many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. So while you're waiting, people are watching. While you and I are waiting, people are listening. While you and I are waiting, people are evaluating how things are going, how we're trusting God, and they're determining whether or not God's worth trusting. And when you and I have a great attitude during that waiting period, when you and I speak with faith, when you and I say, listen, I've called on God, I've asked the Lord, and he will whatever it is you need. If it didn't happen today, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen tomorrow. And just have that attitude of saying, you know what? He hasn't answered today, but that doesn't mean he couldn't answer tonight. And if he doesn't answer tonight, then maybe he'll answer tomorrow. This is the idea of waiting, of saying, you know what? God is going to answer. That's not in question. The only question is when, and he's got a perfect timing for the when of the thing I'm waiting on. But if you don't believe he's got a perfect time, if you think your time is better than his time, then waiting becomes very, very difficult. But while you and I are waiting, God is delivering. God is working in the situation. Psalm 37 says this, those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. I mean, God is working. You're waiting on God. God is going to bless you. God is going to show you his goodness. So while we're waiting, God is delivering as well. While we're waiting, secondly, God is teaching us. In Psalm 25, it says this, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you, I wait all day long. So here's what he's saying. I'm waiting all day long, and God, I just know that there's things you want to teach me about you. There's things you want to teach me about me. There's things you want to teach me about faith. There's things you want to teach me about your grace, which is sufficient. There's things you want to teach me about what it's like to be in a situation where it seems to go on and on and on, because someday I'm going to be able to encourage somebody when they're in a situation. I can say, I know exactly how you feel because I was in a situation like that. God is teaching us. Maybe he's speaking to you about something else. You think, well, that's unrelated. No, it all works together. He's teaching. He's teaching us he's faithful. He's teaching us how to trust. He's teaching us to think of others. He's teaching us that all of his ways are good, whether we understand them or not. Is it okay if God takes time to teach you? And at some point we have to say, you know what? Yes, absolutely. Because if God just takes care of everything instantly, and you don't learn anything about him, and you don't grow in your faith or your understanding of his ways and his work and his power to sustain and all those things, then you just remain a spiritual infant. And God says, I want to grow you. I want to develop you. I want to do good to you. So while we're waiting, he's teaching. And I love in that same chapter, I love this verse, God friendship is for God worshipers. They are the ones he confides in. Do you know what? While you're waiting, God's going to confide in you. God's going to tell you some things. He's going to speak to your heart. He's going to show you some things. If I keep my eyes on God, I won't trip over my own feet. I love that. So just while you're waiting, just keep your eyes on him. Just keep trusting him, because while you're waiting, God is teaching. There's a third thing I want you to see. While we are waiting, he is strengthening us. Psalm 27, verse 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. In other words, don't lose your heart for the battle. Don't give up. Don't say, oh, I don't know if he's going to come through. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So he says, wait on the Lord. Don't give up. He's going to strengthen your heart. He's going to do a spiritual work. Wait on God. It's worth it. Then in Isaiah chapter 40, but they who wait for the Lord shall what? Shall renew their strength. What will it be like? They'll mount up with wings like eagles. In other words, you're going to be able, God's going to lift you up out over your problem. They'll run and not be weary. He will give you an energy. He will give you a capacity. He will give you an endurance. They'll walk and not faint. That you'll be able to keep on going and keep on going. So while you and I are waiting, God is delivering, God is instructing, and God is strengthening. The Hebrew word for wait is, it has the idea, it's the word, I'll bring it up here real quick, kava, to tarry or wait for, upon, to bind together. So it's the idea of you're waiting and you're waiting patiently, but as you're waiting, you've pulled yourself together. And so what happens is you're waiting with this expectancy, you're waiting for this with this anticipation that says, I can't wait to see what you're gonna do and how you're gonna do this. I'm interested. It doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter if I think today's the day and you don't do it, you're still going to do something really awesome. And on that day, you're going to show up. And I just can't wait to see what he's going to do. You know, that attitude of expectancy is so, so critical. That attitude of anticipation, that's part of what it means to wait. So if you're waiting on God to do something, don't give up. If you fasted and prayed, don't give up. If it hasn't happened yet and there's no sign of it happening, don't give up. Pull yourself together. You say, but it hasn't happened. Get a hold of yourself. Pull yourself together. Say, you know what? I don't understand it. I can't see it. I don't know how God's going to work. I don't know why God hasn't worked to this point, but none of that matters. I know this. He's a God who heals. He's a God who helps. He's a God who delivers. He's a God who provides. He's a God who answers prayer. And I know this. I know my God is faithful. I love the last scripture in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 23. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall not be put to shame. God says, listen, you'll know that I'm God. And when you wait for me, you'll never be able to say, I waited for God and I'm sorry I did. You're never going to be able to say, you know, I waited for God and he did nothing. No, you wait for God. And God says, those who wait for me will not be put to shame. Another translation says, those who wait for me will not be disappointed. You will not be sorry you waited for God. So right now, you're needing God to show up. You're needing God to help you with something. You say, I've been waiting. I've been waiting a long time. What I want you to do is get out of your seat. Just come into the altar like it's your very first time and say, God, I'm anticipating what you're going to do in my life. I can't wait to see how you're going to help me. I'm looking forward to watching you deliver me. Just pop right out of your seat. Come on into the altar because, listen, God sees that. And I just know this. You just don't know. Some are going to get your answer right now, tonight. Some of you are going to get it when you go home. Some of you are going to get it when you get up in the morning. Some of you are going to, he still wants to do some instructing in your life. He wants to do some strengthening in your life. He wants to do some other kinds of delivering in your life. But as you're waiting on him tonight, he's going to show himself faithful.